from the roofing.
Oh, hi, is this Adam?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I heard you talking and then everything just went blank.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. I don't know what happened there either. Just disconnected. So we're talking about, of course, no physical address being promoted for your business, being listed just Houston, Texas. You won't have a street address, in fact, not even the zip code. But Google will want to make sure that you're an active business in the local area, and Google does prefer the U.S. Postal Service. They will not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone outside of town. And like I said, for the local map, they want to make sure that you're local to Houston. I did see an address on an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile. I think Sarah found that one when she was looking for a website. The 9203 Fuqua Ridge Lane, 77075. Is that your home address?
It is.
It is, okay. Yeah, so like I said, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home or the truck, so we're just going to list you Houston, Texas, not that physical address. Google wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the time. Now, Adam, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'm going to take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. The bulk of this will be handled in that phone call. We'll want to make sure that we know, for example, the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo for Summit Roofing, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we would take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that I'll do, and it's required of us as a Google Premier partner, Adam, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're including the website for you, reducing the cost of the service, etc. A voice verification is recorded, like I said, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes. Okay. I do have some questions.
Okay, sure.
You said that a website would be built?
Correct. Yes, sir.
How long does that take?
So it's only going to take us about 3 or 4 business days for us to build out your website. We'll ask originally that you email us photos, but once your tracking system is up and active, and it should be up in a few days as well, from that point on, you can upload photos yourself, request content changes through your tracking system, or, of course, you can continue to email that and make those we'll make those changes for you on our end. Like I said, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website's included at no additional cost. So we can always add photos of new jobs that you do down the road. There would never be any additional cost for that.
Okay, and I heard you say that the rate would never be more than $299. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It's exactly $299. That's correct.
Okay. Is there like an upfront or any type of...
Well, there is normally a setup fee here, but I wanted to ask you about that Angie Leads or the Home Advisor. I mean, I know that's a very different service. That's a lead-based service where you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yes.
You are. Okay. How do you like it overall? I mean, I know it's pretty new.
You know... A lot of the leads that we get are just not, you know, they're pretty much dead end.
Yeah, yeah, that happens a lot with that service. You're not the first person to say that. Well, the reason that I'm even asking here, and of course we have nothing at all to do with Angie's or their business model of selling you leads, but there is a promo code in our system. Where is that promo code? Oh, there it is. There's a promo code that I'm going to add here, and it is for someone who is spending advertising dollars elsewhere, and it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. I might normally, you know, take 25-50% even off of the setup fee, but because you're a young company, because I know that that service is pretty expensive, especially for roofing leads, I want to take $200 off of the setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It's not for the website. Like I said, the website we're going to include, but it is to help us offset the cost of the 70 different directories that have to be created to get you on the first page, the time, the resources, and in some cases, the direct cost that we incur to create that content. So just a one-time setup fee of $99, it only attaches to the first month, and then every month after that, it would be that flat rate of
$299. Okay.
So you'd actually be saving $398 for the first month and $299 every month after that. You're saving $300 every month off the cost of the service and then the additional $200 off of that setup fee. So you'd be saving $500 in the first month off of what's listed on our website as the normal cost for this service.
All right. And it would never go above $299.
That is absolutely correct. That is absolutely 100% correct. No other costs for any reason, and it is month to month. Now, the voice verification actually restates and clarifies a lot of these questions that you've got. I mean, if everything makes sense at the end, if you have additional questions, I can still answer them. But, of course, the voice verification might answer some of the questions that you have, and I've got to read it anyway.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, so give me just a second here, Adam, to get that set up. Ooh, okay. So, Adam, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Adam, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Summit Roofing.
That's exactly how I have it. And then, Adam, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Adam Wanish, owner.
Okay. And then, Adam, as the owner of Summit Roofing, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Adam, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Adam, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Mr. Wanish, since our job is to make sure that the people in your service area are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Adam, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Adam, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We're already aware of the Angie's. There's no direct conflict there whether you decide to continue to use it or stop. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Adam, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Wanish, that's fair enough, right? Okay, perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. And like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 22nd of September, in the very discounted total amount of just $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with a recurring rate of $299. That further reduced rate is a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will be coming directly to you. Adam, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Once again, we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Adam, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Wanish, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Adam, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Did you have any other questions for me?
So if, is there a way that we can, look at, you know, we could see the amount of clicks that we're getting?
Yes, yeah. So you're gonna have that dedicated tracking system. We call it your client dashboard. You'll have 24/7 access. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. You'll know which clients found you from that local map or from your website. So it is all there, reports that are very detailed but still easy to understand.
Okay.
And then
at any point we're not happy with it, like, hey, listen, we're not getting anything through, you know, majority of our business is coming through Angie's List, and we're not really getting anything from Google. We're okay to cancel at any time. We could
absolutely. Yeah, like the voice verification state that is completely at will. You can stop at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved. And you can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it is completely month to month. I mean, our job is to keep your phone ringing and simply earn your business 1 month at a time.
Gotcha.
Okay. So if that all makes sense, that actually concludes the voice verification, Adam. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Okay. So that is another question. It would probably be my debit card. Yeah. However, I don't fully have the funds available on that card. I do
okay.
have them on a different card, but
gotcha.
I wouldn't want that card to be the one.
To be the recurring one. Okay.
Yes.
So we can do the first payment on the other card, and then even in that client interview, you can change the card for the future, or when you have access to your tracking system, which would be just in a couple of days, then you can update the billing information on your own. You can print out invoices for tax purposes, or, of course, you can just call us and say, I wanted to change the card on file. You would have until the 22nd of October to make that change.
Okay, until the 22nd of October.
Correct. So on this card for the one-time payment, is it a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for this?
Let me check. Let me go grab it, actually.
Okay, no problem.
It's a Visa.
A Visa. On this particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's mine.
First and last or any middle initial?
Just first and last.
Just first and last. And just to clarify, did you say the spelling of your last name was U-W-A-N-I-S-H?
That's it.
Okay, gotcha. And then, Adam, you said this card was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4403.
Okay.
9317.
Yes, sir.
9393.
Okay.
8409.
And then the expiration month and year?
727.
7 of 2027, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
214.
214. So I've got 214, 214 on the back, July or 07 of 2027 for the expiration. And then, Adam, the card itself was at 4403-9317-9393-8409.
Yes.
And then is the billing address the home address, the 9203 Fuqua Ridge Lane, 77075?
Mm-hmm.
It is. Okay. In about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Give me 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. All righty. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, it's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And Adam, you can reach a client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, again, you'll receive all that information by way of email for our automated system in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. In fact, you'll get that information by text message as well. You might even receive that text before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. Just those basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. It looks like the first available would be 11 o'clock. The last available would be 5 o'clock. And it looks like there's just about at least one spot every hour in between, with the exception of 2 o'clock. Did you want something as early as 11, as late as 5, or somewhere in the middle?
I think 11 would be good.
11? Okay. So it will be scheduled from 11 until 12. The call itself, like I said, would get you just a few minutes after 11, get you off the phone pretty close to 11:30. There's still enough time at 10 o'clock for you to receive a reminder email through our automated system, and then I'm also going to send you right now a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then, Adam, did you receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
I did receive the email.
Okay. If you open up the email, of course, it says welcome or thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that's hyperlinked. It goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Let's see, services, Google Business Profile Optimization.
Right. So, of course, we'll optimize your business on Google. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well. It's only about maybe 1 out of 10 people that are choosing Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people. We want you to get found for those searches as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is your website. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. Case sensitive with appropriate spacing, so if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. But once you've got your name in that box, just hit the confirm signature box below it. Adam, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the setup fee as well as the subscription, that we're including the website, etc. It also allows us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
So I have a question. Do I space between my first name
yes.
and last name?
Just exactly as it appears there, capital A, and then, of course, a space between Adam and your last name, and then the capital W, and no space before the A or after the H. It's a little particular, the system there. But once you've got it in exactly as it appears, you can click the confirm signature.
Okay.
So if it's asking you for a username and a password, you can actually stop right there. The reason it's doing that, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is your tracking and reporting system. The system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true in this case. And the next day or so after we do the client interview, of course, we have to do that client interview first to collect the content we need to create for there to be something to track. But in the next couple of days, you'll receive by email and text your username as well as a default password that you can change if you like. I can give you the username now. That cannot be changed, but it's easy to remember. It's simply the phone number that we are speaking on. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. The area code, though, is included, so the username will always be 832-719-6437. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same, and that will allow us to easily access that content and forward it out to the right department. When they do that follow-up call in the 11 o'clock hour, they'll also give you the photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com email address, so you can email the photos team directly. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this out there, get your experienced crew out on those jobs. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and to earning your business just 1 month at a time. Adam, real pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and expect that phone call from our client interview technician in that 11 o'clock hour.
Oh, a quick question. Would that be 11 o'clock today?
That is today, Central Time. So in about an hour, okay. About an hour and 10, 15 minutes. It'll get you, like I said, just a few minutes after the top of the hour.
Okay, that'll work.
All righty. Thank you so much, Adam. Real pleasure speaking with you. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
You too. Thank you, bud.
I sure will. Thank you, Mr. Warnish. Thank you much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. You much.